the world's been experiencing the kind of mayhem COVID variants can cause, now there's concern about a new strain of the deadly Hendra virus, which is carried by flying foxes but can infect and kill horses and the humans who come into contact with them. The CSIRO's confirmed the variant recently killed a horse near Newcastle in New South Wales. The furthest south a case of Hendra's has been detected in Australia. Nick Grimm with this report.
For the president of the Equine Veterinary Association of Australia, Dr. Steve Dennis, the emergence of a new form of Hendra is a serious worry.
Oh, I think we should be extremely concerned. So contact between humans and horses with this variant is dangerous.
It's got the potential to make humans very, very sick, if not kill them.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think we can mess around with it.
The death of a horse last week in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales wasn't the first case of the new variant. Testing has also confirmed it killed another horse near Gympie almost 7 years ago. But just like the original strain, flying foxes are the carriers.
And the significance is that this variant has also been detected in grey-headed flying foxes, and the grey-headed flying foxes range, it runs down the south coast and into South Australia. And the fact that the range of these flying foxes that have been known to carry antibodies to this particular variant of the virus means that we have a much larger area where Hendra could potentially occur.
Prominent horse trainer Vic Rail, his stable hand and most of his horses fell sick with a mystery illness.
The original virus was first detected in the Brisbane suburb of Hendra in the mid-1990s and quickly revealed its deadly threat to those who came into contact with infected animals.
Within days, Mr. Rail was dead. So too were 14 of
his
horses.
Just devastating to see the horses, the way they've died and what's happened to them.
Since then, seven people are known to have become infected, with a further three fatalities. So far, there's been no human cases linked to the new strain of the virus.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Delta of the Hendra virus group. I think it's just another variant that, you know, we have to be aware of, and we have to implement really good biosecurity around horses.
But Dr. Kim Halpin from the CSIRO's Australian Centre for Disease Preparedness acknowledges there's one important parallel with COVID.
The main thing is, yeah, really getting across that messaging of vaccination is key, and it's our main weapon against Hendra virus. Humans have only ever become infected from contact with horses that have had the virus. So flying foxes still don't pose a risk to humans, but an infected horse does. So if we can make sure horses aren't becoming infected, we're protecting, you know, everyone around those horses.
Vet Steve Dennis, meanwhile, has this advice.
Be careful interacting with horses. If you've got a sick horse, you should be wearing appropriate personal protection. But the other thing I'd like to say is that flying foxes are critical for our environment and for pollinating our forests. You know, if we want a carbon neutral future, we've got to protect flying foxes at all costs. So we really just have to find a way for the two species to work together, or three, because humans are in there as well, to make sure everybody stays safe.
Dr. Steve Dennis, president of the Equine Veterinary Association of Australia. Nick Grimm, our reporter.